Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
We won that election.
Al Gore won the election.
Al Gore was elected president of the United States.
Right.
Just wasn't counted.
You know it. I know it. They know it. We won that election.
There is overwhelming evidence that George W. Bush did not win this election.
Do you think Republicans stole that election?
In 2000, I wish the United States Supreme Court had let them finish counting the votes.
The Supreme Court denied the actual and accurate counting of the votes of Florida.
If Catherine Harris, Jeb Bush, Jim Baker, and the Supreme Court hadn't tampered with the results, Al Gore would be president.
An election has been stolen, robbed.
It wasn't a fair process. It wasn't a neutral process. It was a process that was rigged against us.
We actually won the last presidential election, folks. They stole the last presidential election.
As we look at our election system, I think it's fair to say that there are many legitimate questions about its accuracy, about its integrity.
How are you going to keep it from us being able to be in a position where you can manipulate the machines, manipulate the records?
In Virginia, when I was governor, I had to replace all the machines.
Too many voters have cast votes on machines that jam or malfunction, or suck the votes without a trace.
I kept voting in the Senate race, kept voting for the Democrat, Republican name kept coming up. Three times that happened.
How many other votes did the computers get wrong?
I brought in some technology experts. They were able to hack into our machines from off-site in about 5 or 6 minutes, and within 4 minutes, they were able to change a vote.
The legitimacy of any president that's elected is going to be impaired unless the American people understand that there has been a full and fair count of all the votes.
We will continue to object to the election procedures until they are corrected.
The objection is in writing, and I don't care that it is not signed by a member of the Senate.
It is our duty to challenge this vote.
It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too.
I would be standing here saying this no matter what the outcome of the election.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kill.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're right, now you ain't seen nothing yet.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, did you like that? Did you like that little intro? Some may have missed. They're picking up some of the radio syndicates today. In the first 5 minutes, we played a compilation of Democrats denying election results, pushing back against election results, followed by another compilation of Democrats calling for violence, direct violence, even killing the president. It's amazing, isn't it? They're allowed to do that, but you're not. They're allowed to burn entire cities to the ground, but you're not even allowed to stand in Washington, D.C. if you're a Trump voter. They're allowed to engage in political assassination attempts and mass murder attempts. But you're not even allowed to question an election. And I believe most people watching that hearing last night, let's say we're neutral, if there were neutral audience members last night, I'd say most people watched that and saw that, and they didn't think, oh boy, Trump's scary, or oh boy, Republicans are scary. No, they sat there and they said, wow, this Democrat Party is scary. There has never been a more aggressive, there's never been a more obtuse, there has never been a more unabashed, politically motivated, and corrupt hearing or investigation or lie campaign, however you want to describe it, as what we saw last night. And I got to be honest. You know, I'm somebody that's pretty well aware of what's going on here, and I'm involved in it. And even for me watching that last night, had tinglies going up my spine. Not the good kind. Not the good kind when you know you're making a lifelong memory. Not the good kind when you're having a smashing success, or you're hearing a perfect sound, or you're having a perfect moment. No. Not the good kind. The bad kind. The bad kind that a bad guy's about to come up from behind you and stab you. The bad kind that you're free falling and you don't know when you're going to land or if you're going to make it. No, I had tinglies up my spine like, wow, a reminder just how corrupt our country is, and just how corrupt this Democrat Party is. And it just makes you wonder, doesn't it? You just can't help but ask the obvious questions, which might be, the answers to might be meaningless because the result is the same. But I mean, everybody on that panel knows they're lying. So why? What is the motivating factor? Are they really just doing it for politics? Are they taking money from some sort of anti-American force that they're just openly working for another team behind the scenes? Are they just literally paid actors? Just the Democrats just pay actors to pretend like they're representatives, like AOC? I think that's been more clear than ever that AOC is nothing more than an actress. She keeps lying about her experience on January 6th, faking tears. But that's an actress, folks. That is an actress. So even I, somebody that is dealing with this, follows it every day, very much informed and aware of what's going on, even I watch something like that and say, wow. I'm not even sure I can fully comprehend what I just watched. How do you properly respond to an entire panel of liars that know they're lying and know what they're doing is a sham and a fraud and know they're total hypocrites? How do you deal with that? How do you respond to that? I mean, it'd be one thing, hey, we could all just ignore it, but it wouldn't go away. The consequences of it would not go away. But seriously, what motivates these people to go up there and lie? And then all the lies that get told by the media? So, again, you know, part of me wants to open up the phone lines and ask how you felt watching that. We've got a lot of great guests today, and maybe we'll try to squeeze in some phone calls. But I got Pete Santilli coming up at 11:30. I got Roger Stone and Darren Beatty coming up at 12:30 with breaking news as well. I'm expecting to hear from Alex before the end of today's transmission, too. But I'll tell you how I felt. I felt like I've lost my country. And it was a feeling that, honestly, I've only had a few other times, and that's literally when I was being arrested and thrown into jail for my free speech and for my politics, when I spent nights in jail as a political prisoner, feeling like I've lost my country. This is not my country anymore. This is something else. This country hates me. This country wants me dead. This country wants me enslaved. And I'm sitting there watching it last night, feeling that exact same sinking feeling and just wondering, What is the right thing to do here? How much longer do you really put up with this before you just say it's over? America's gone. We've lost. Now, I don't want to pontificate too much more on that because that's not the news. That's more of the psychological impact these liars and crooks running our country have on us and their sham hearing has on us from last night. That's more of a caller-based topic show. And maybe I'll do that Sunday, because I got the big guest coming up today. And Christy Lee is going to be hosting the War Room. She might want to take your calls. But I got to tell you, watching that was like being kicked in the balls over and over again. Because it sucks to have to sit there and think about, wow, everything I'm fighting for, everything I'm putting my livelihood on the line for, which is just wanting this country to exist, wanting freedom to persist, wanting to live in the land of the free and the home of the brave, wanting to live with the Bill of Rights and the Constitution as our founding principles and documents. But is it gone? Is it gone? Is it just totally gone? Can it be restored? Is America lost? Can we ever recover from corruption like this without the worst happening? I don't know. And I don't want to be a part of the worst happening. Now, there's any hope. Most people don't buy the lies of the Democrats. I think last night's hearing is going to backfire. But will it actually have real consequences? Will we actually have real elections? Will Republicans actually follow through on their pledge to investigate the investigators? I don't know. Only time will tell. And I think we'll have a pretty good idea coming up in 151 days in the midterms But man, oh man, if we can't, if Republicans don't have victories in the midterms, I don't know how much longer this country can take it, folks. And I'll tell you this, if Republicans don't have victories in the midterms, if you think the Democrats are bad now, oh my. It will be 10 times worse if Republicans don't have major victories in the midterms. It will be 10 times worse. I mean, they're just going out and arresting their political opposition at will now. You know, I got people calling me about last night, asking me about it, and I'm saying, I think it's pretty clear at this point that January 6th for the Democrats is never going to go away, and they're going to arrest their political opposition at any given moment with the excuse of January 6th. I mean, it could be 20 years down the road, and you'll be sitting in your house reading about Donald Trump winning the 2020 election, and some FBI Democrat will come kick in your door, point a gun at your face, and take you to prison and disappear you forever. That's where this Democrat Party is going, like the most corrupt authoritarian.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Growing up as a child, I would hear my grandparents on both sides of my family talk about the interesting lives that my ancestors had led and how they were people that stood up for freedom and were known throughout history for their complete and absolute dedication to freedom, whether it was back in England or whether it was back in France or Germany or here in the United States with the Mayflower and 1776 and the rest of it, then of course the Texas Revolution. And I almost thought back when I was younger that my family was bragging. It was almost kind of shameful. I had this sense inside myself that I had to achieve things myself, and it was just kind of ridiculous that they were so proud of their ancestors. But they were actually proud of who they were and who I was, and they wanted me to know what I came from and what I was made of. And I bet if you check your past and your history, you got some incredible people back there as well. So let's remember our ancestors, and let's realize they gave us a lot of strength. Let's defeat evil together.
Thank you, Alex Jones. And we're back here live on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex again today. An honor, a pleasure to be with you as we're witnessing this human history. You know, this is a true test for America, folks. It's a true test for her people as well. That's us. Nations fall and rise on God's great planet and great consciousness. Good and evil competes, wins, loses. And we're just in the throes of one of the most epic battles of good and evil in human history and in this country's history. Not that the current cycle that we're in is the worst it's ever been, but the potential impact or what follows it could be the worst it's ever been. And that's the implications if they're able to conquer this country. That's the implications if they're able to remove the Bill of Rights in the First Amendment, in the Second Amendment, in free and fair elections. And that is, they might still let us have the ceremony of the United States of America. They might even let us have a border on a map still. But for all intents and purposes, there will be no more freedoms. There'll be no more God-given rights. There'll be no more borders. You'll be in the corporate world government under the World Health Organization, run by Bill Gates, run by Klaus Schwab, run by the World Economic Forum. You'll own nothing. You'll have no rights. You'll eat the bugs. And it'll just be global slavery, global government. And then the challenge to get out of that, now that might be the most difficult endeavor that mankind would ever have to undertake. But see, we don't want to get there. That's the point. And so that's why we're here now trying to stop that from happening. Let me do this. Man, oh man, I've got so much content today and I just... It's just frustrating, folks. So let me just do this real quick before we get our first guest on, Pete Santilli. I don't want the nation to collapse. I've got a whole stack of news here. I mean, here's the headlines. Food prices hitting record high. Avocado prices hitting record high. Supply chain shortages. Now there's a shortage of tampons. I guess that's because they're putting them in boys' bathrooms now, so, you know, that's a problem. U.S. inflation, 8.6 in May. It's like 10% every month now. Britain's food supply at risk. Michigan police won't respond to 9/11 calls because they can't afford gas. So this is exactly what the Biden administration promised they would do: collapse the economy, end the energy sector, put you into domestic servitude of the Great Reset. To stop man-made climate change. Yeah, right. To stop man. Everything after that's made up. To stop man. So if you aren't prepared for a collapse, folks, you're just nuts. And look, I understand it's not really something you want to do. It's not really something you want to talk about. And it's like, you know, insurance. You don't like paying the forced car insurance or the house insurance or all this stuff. But, I mean, do you have insurance for a collapse? Do you have insurance for the Biden administration and the Democrats and the globalists and the World Economic Forum collapsing this country? Do you have insurance for that? Do you have storable foods? Do you have emergency food supplies? Do you have water filtration? We've got all of that available for you at preparetoday.com. Preparetoday.com. So, I mean, you're looking all around you, folks. You're seeing the signs of civilizational collapse. You know what the agenda is from the Democrats, the World Economic Forum, and Build Back Better. So, you know that's going on. Why wouldn't you hedge against that to make sure that if society collapses, civilization collapses as they plan to, you're not insured so that you're not in a desperate situation? You've got emergency food supplies and other emergency supplies from preparetoday.com. So, cannot recommend that enough. And by the way, it's the highest quality storable foods. You can go and try to search the internet for higher quality storable food at a better price. Don't waste your time. We've already done it. That's why preparetoday.com exists. And we're already selling out of some of this stuff. So, get there quickly. Preparetoday.com. All right. Man, oh, man. Let me revisit something quickly from yesterday. Let me just revisit something quickly that's kind of off topic, but I couldn't help but want to revisit this today. And that's the Joy Behar clip from yesterday, because I'm not sure there's been a more unabashed racist moment in the history of live television. At least one that's not, at least one that's not intended comedy or satire or something like that. No, this was Joy Behar openly showing her racism, pointing her finger at a black woman, saying, "When blacks get guns, we'll ban them then." It's an amazing thing. So here's the clip, and I want to kind of break it down. I got 60 seconds. I'm going to try to do this clip quickly. Here's the clip I'm talking about.
AR-15 owners are former military, okay. 35 plus.
Let me say one more thing.
That's all I'm saying,
okay.
Is that they're not
crazy people.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Once black people get guns in this country, the gun laws will change. Trust me.
That's what happened.
I'm amazed. I have never seen a more racist live moment in television in the history of my life. And, guys, I want you to try to do something quickly for me here. There's three screen grabs that really show this moment. It's Joy Behar at the – it's basically at – there's two at the 10-second mark of Joy Behar pointing her finger at the black woman. And then the black woman's first response – I don't know her name. I should probably know it by now. And then her second response. But you can see in real time the racism from Joy Behar pointing at a black woman saying, "When you get guns, we'll ban them." And then you can see this woman's face like – she just got hit with raw racism on live TV. And you can see, like, at first she's like shocked, like, "Oh my gosh, you're saying that." And then her second look is this pure devastation, like, "Oh my God, I just experienced racism on live TV. This is unbelievable." It's liberal.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why preparetoday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow preparewithalex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And and, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
From the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And with me now is Pete Santilli, The Pete Santilli Show. And we're going to get his breakdown and reaction to the sham hearing, the Hollywood made-for-TV sham hearing that was last night. And Pete, let me just start the conversation off by saying this. I don't know if there's ever been a better example put on display with such a mass media push behind it of where the country is currently at. I mean, a banana republic, the Politburo, I mean, the Ministry of Truth. I really don't even know how to properly classify what we witnessed last night, other than just total political corruption, total partisanship, a total sham, total fraud, And it's just totally encompassing of everything that an authoritarian, tyrannical regime represents. And it's unbelievable to think that this is what we're experiencing now in America. A panel of nine liars that know they're lying, know what they're doing is political hackery. The media goes along with it. I mean, it's sad, Pete, that our great country is at such a low point right now.
There's a positive side of it. You know, previously we've had this vague and ambiguous stuff that they throw out there, and you can never really hold these people accountable. But here's the beautiful side of this thing. For those of you that watched that first hearing, you were probably disgusted, if not nauseated like I was, especially, and we need to talk about this, what they did to Staff Sergeant, decorated Staff Sergeant, combat war veteran, Joe Biggs, was not only a travesty of justice. We should never allow that to have happened to any American, of course, but especially not somebody that's received two Purple Hearts and served as his country honorably. They want to go after Trump at the expense of Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. Here's the beautiful side of all of this. Is as a result of this first hearing, I'm going to call this out right now. There was an attorney that gave a presentation, framed Alex Jones himself. I've put that information out there. Stuart Rhodes, Alex Jones, he misrepresented what he put out there. He should have a state bar complaint filed against him. We should also have our congressional officials, because of what happened last night and the way they laid things out. This was a Soviet-style show trial. This had nothing to do with congressional oversight or investigations. This was mainly to propagandize the public. These people need to be held to account. And I would say at minimum, the penalty should be that they should stop the proceedings and correct the information that they put out last night, because it was a fake, a fraud, a lie. And I'll tell you what, people that are pending trial right now, like Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs and many, many others, hundreds of others, have been so not just disparaged, they've been denied their due process rights. They're prejudicing the jury, tainting the jury with false information. These guys cannot get a fair trial. It doesn't even matter if they request a change of venue. The damage that was caused, and that's the blessing in disguise, is that these buffoons that go after President Trump at the expense of our Constitution and a lot of great Americans, they need to be held to account. These proceedings need to stop after this first one. And I can present a legal case, and I'm not even an attorney, but unfortunately I've got too much legal experience with them.
Well, so do you want to lay that case out now? Because, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I see the positives from last night. The positive I take away is that most people know that's a lie. I mean, most people can still identify a liar when they see one. Most people can still identify a sham, a fraud when they see one. So I believe most people that, let's say, that tuned in that were neutral to that, if that audience existed last night, are sitting there saying, that's a liar, this is a fraud, this is a sham. But so what? Like you said, the January 6th defendants are now facing what should be mistrials, because this is now tainting juries, tainting judges, tainting the whole process. So, I mean, if there is a positive, that's the positive I take away from it. But I agree. Yep. These things should be stopped immediately. I don't expect them to be.
Well, no, they need to be. As a matter of fact, Marcus Childress, I'll call him out. I already have his state bar license numbers right here. I'm going to pursue that. He's an attorney. And we're not talking about politicians like Liz Cheney. And I'm going to outline what Liz Cheney did that was so egregious that it should cause a mistrial with Ryan Samsel. As a matter of fact, if we go to clip number one and maybe go like three quarters of the way in, just because it's a longer clip, but three quarters of the way in, where that one Capitol police officer, the female, was describing what happened to her. Liz Cheney actually played that clip of how she was attacked and she was unconscious and all this stuff. Well, she stopped the clip at the most important moment, and then we'll go to that second clip. But about three quarters of the way through clip number one, let's take a look at that, and you'll see exactly what I'm referring to. They selectively edited this thing, and it's so egregious, and I mean so egregious. What she did, as she testifies, Liz Cheney cuts to this video of Ryan Samsel, with the red hat. And Owen, as you recall, he turns his hat backwards and he's grabbing the barricade and she's trying to hold it back. And she
by the way, they don't put Ray Epps in there. Ray Epps was right there. He was never shown last night.
No, he was just very, very briefly, I think so. But here's the most egregious thing that happened. They show Ryan Samsel. She goes back on her heels, right? And essentially what happens, they miss this clip. This is a perfect depiction. She stops the clip at a very, very strategic time. And my second clip that I sent you guys, if you can pull that up, it's a short one, okay? What she selectively edited, and I know this because I spoke to Ryan Samsel. He literally helped her. He rendered first aid.
No, you can see his reaction after she falls down. He grabs his head like, oh, no, oh, no, and then tries to stop her from getting hurt.
Yeah, if you could go to clip number 3, it shows it right where she actually cut it off. And that's, here he is, Ryan Samsel. She cut it off at this point. And Ryan Samsel actually turns his hat around. She gets pushed back a little bit. And he actually goes around the barricade and renders first aid.
And there's Ray Epps right there at the front.
There's Ray Epps right there. Okay. I have some breaking news about that as well. And I'm going to do this on InfoWars exclusively about what's happening at that front barricade.
And by the way, let's just analyze this real quick. So, because I'm just watching this again with you right now, and we'll continue the clip and you break it down. But as you can see here, folks, okay, so Samsel is there with his hat on, and he actually is not he's there, he's in a bad position, he probably would have acted differently in hindsight, but he's there in a bad position, he's standing there, and then all of a sudden, Ray Epps comes up, and then 8 guys clad in black start shoving the barricades back into that officer. Who are those people clad in black?
Liz Cheney stopped the video where that Capitol police officer was actually pushed back and she was injured, and she selectively edited it to not show Ryan Samsel actually assisting. And the Capitol police officer actually testified that she was knocked out unconscious, so she doesn't have any recollection of being assisted by the MAGA patriot. There she is, falling down. And then Ryan Samsel literally renders first aid by helping her up off the ground. They left that out. That's very egregious, very prejudicial to Ryan Samsel. And guess what?
Well, yeah, there's no counter representative. There's no counter lawyers. It's just all Democrat Party propaganda.
That's exactly right. Now, on the other side of this break that's coming up, and I informed Alex that we have whistleblowers internally that we're doing facial recognition at that front line. The majority of the people at that front line were quote-unquote friendlies and feds and were excluded out. Ray Epps was one of them, and that's why he actually got wiped off the FBI's list.
Well, and I'll tell you what, Pete, and we'll juxtapose that with the video I have that a lot of people have seen, and there's more video out there. I got one example of groups clad in black then going into the woods to change.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night?
EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Show with Pete Santilli, Owen Schroyer filling in. One of the individuals involved in the impeachment shams, remember they did the Russia hoax sham, they did the impeachment shams all to get Donald Trump. Daniel Goldman says, we may be watching chilling video and wrenching testimony, but Donald Trump should be seeing handcuffs. No, these liars, the only crooks involved in this thing are all the people sitting on the panel. And I can't believe they get anybody to go along and lie with them. I mean, this is one of the biggest mysteries of how they get so many people to lie with them. Do they really hate America that much? Do they really hate Donald Trump that much? Clearly, they're afraid of Donald Trump to run all these shams to try to destroy him around the clock. But, Pete, it doesn't stop there. They've got lawyers trying to frame innocent people with this deal, and you've got them.
Absolutely, and we're going to get to that in a second here, and I'm going to kind of lead the way here. But first, I want everybody to recognize that what they did to Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, because of his status as a double Purple Heart, a combat veteran, served honorably, got out medically discharged. He's actually being held pre-trial, okay, and he's presumed innocent. But they used his name as if he led the entire thing. But they're of course going to go after him. You see, they're going to pursue President Trump at the expense of the likes of Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, of course. Enrique Terry, all of them being held pre-trial, all of their names being disparaged. They want to go after Trump, but it's at the expense of our Constitution.
Yeah, and let me just kind of rephrase that, Pete, too, because this is such a key point, and this is why these people are so dangerous. Folks, they don't care. Collateral damage means nothing to them. They don't care who gets killed. They don't care whose lives are destroyed. They don't care if the entire civilization collapses for their agenda. Literally, collateral damage is nothing to these people. They want to get Trump. They want to destroy our freedoms in this country. All the lives and culture and civilization that gets destroyed in the process, they don't care.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Now, I'm going to say this loud and clear on Infowars.com. There's no doubt about it. Our elected officials must step forward because of what happened last night. Isn't just some political game. We're talking about lives at stake here. We have Americans sitting in the gulag in D.C., pre-trial. The presumption of innocence is destroyed, and the information that's being put out there is to deceive the public. It was a Soviet show trial. None of that information would have ever withstood the scrutiny in a court of law. I'm going to give you an example. This is a bombshell. It's never before been seen until last night, of course. But this Marcus Childress, he's not a politician. He's a licensed attorney. I have all of his 5 licenses. He's licensed in many different areas that we're going to obviously pursue him and file complaints. The appropriate people should. Alex Jones, for one. I want to play this clip that's on. I just published it on our Rumble channel. We're going to broadcast it exclusively here. This attorney framed Alex Jones, just a short segment during that hearing yesterday, and Stuart Rhodes as well. Stuart Rhodes and Alex Jones were framed by an attorney. These attorneys know better. What was done was egregious. Let's go to that right now. It's a short clip, but it's powerful.
November 19th, President Trump tweeted about the January 6th rally and told attendees, be there, we'll be wild. Many of the witnesses that we interviewed were inspired by the president's call and came to D.C. for January 6th. But the extremists, they took it a step further. They viewed this tweet as a call to arms. A day later, the Department of Justice describes how the Proud Boys created a chat called the Ministry of Self-Defense Leadership Chat. In this chat, the Proud Boys established a command structure in anticipation of coming back to D.C. on January 6th. The Department of Justice describes Mr. Tarrio coming into possession of a document called the 1776 Returns, which describes individuals occupying key buildings around the United States Capitol. The Oath Keepers are another group that the committee investigated.
You better get your ass to D.C., folks, this Saturday.
Yeah, if you don't, there'll be no more republic. But we're not going to let that happen. It's not even an if. It's either President Trump is encouraged and bolstered and strengthened to do what he must do, or we wind up in a bloody fight. We all know that. The fight's coming.
The committee learned that the Oath Keepers set up quick reaction forces outside of the city in Virginia where they stored arms. The goal of these quick reaction forces was to be on standby just in case President Trump invoked the Insurrection Act.
Did the Oath Keepers ever provide weapons to members?
I'm going to decline to answer that. I put them in grounds for due process grounds.
On December 19th, President Trump tweeted about the January 6th rally and told attendees, be there, we'll be wild. But the extremists, they took it a step further.
Let's stop it right there. Owen, here it is. This attorney... He laid it out at the beginning. I actually just repeated it at the tail end of my video. He said December 19th, President Trump sent out a tweet and incited people, and it was a call to arms. And then he cut to Alex Jones on November 10th. How can Alex Jones be incited? How was there a call to arms based on a tweet that was sent out December 19th? And then jumbling all that together and associating it with guns, of course, the QRF. Well, I'll tell you what, the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys and anybody that went to D.C. with firearms, which they're legally allowed to do so, didn't take them into D.C. because it was illegal. They stored them where it was legally appropriate.
Yeah, another big lie. They say, oh, armed protesters. They didn't have a single armed protester there.
That's right. Now, here's another most egregious thing. Stuart Rhodes gave testimony voluntarily. I guess he just stepped forward and gave testimony. But he asserted his Fifth Amendment rights. What did they do with that information? They presented it in the show trial to create the impression that he's guilty and then show guns and show Alex Jones. Jumbling all of that together, not by a politician, an attorney.
Let me just interject something too here, Pete, because there's a full spectrum here as well.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that at the very outset of this, and I hope Republicans investigate this, and Democrats, if they lie under oath, then they should be held accountable. But I believe right at the outset of this, they planned on making this a big Hollywood production right out of the gates. And they knew
We need to start compiling. We need to start compiling everything we can. Let's get as many people deposed as possible, so they have thousands of hours of deposition that they can boil down to 10 minutes and cherry pick to get the appearance that they want. Same thing with getting thousands of emails, thousands of text messages from all these people. Cherry pick it so they can have the exact presentation they want. It took them a year and a half to do it. Now they have it all. They're doing their little presentation. They're showing you 1% or less of what they got. It's the 1% that they can use against their political opposition. This is all a big Hollywood production.
I'm not going to talk about your case specifically. You as an American, let's say because of your circumstances, that's all I'll say about your case, because I understand and respect why you need to remain silent in that regard. You found out last night, formally and officially, that the U.S. government knew well in advance through intelligence. Cheney said that they knew that there was going to be an insurrection. They knew there was going to be violence. They knew that all this stuff was supposed to happen. It was all pre-planned. It was all done by President Trump and his co-conspirators to insurrect. But they had one person standing there at the front face of the people coming up to the Capitol. The doors were left open. They were totally understaffed. And Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer basically denied President Trump's request for National Guard. Are you upset that they knew that there was going to be violence, there was going to be chaos, and they knew so well in advance and did not provide you as a peaceful person that was assembling there and acting as a journalist? Aren't you upset that there wasn't enough adequate security knowing what they knew?
Absolutely. I am furious that the Democrats stood down for security that day.
All of these defendants, okay, were put in circumstances where they're emotionally charged because they love their country. They thought that everyone went there to redress grievance, to stand peaceably, and there were provocateurs internally. And I'm just going to end on this note. Are you upset right now that there are whistleblowers internally in a small group that have identified with facial recognition, including Ray Epps, that that's why he was removed? He was a friendly. That the majority of the people at the front line of that that initial breach were all feds. Are you upset right now that that information is not being revealed? That the videotapes are not being revealed because it'll reveal through facial recognition who the feds were that were mingling inside and outside the Capitol? You should be, Owen. America should be upset by that. That it was federal agents put in the crowd and inside the Capitol that provoked the whole thing. And we've got citizens like Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, I'm singling him out because of what they did to him last night was so egregious, sitting there pending trial while Liz Cheney used the U.S. Congress for political purposes.
Yeah, and let me put it this way. I am extremely upset that this entire January 6th day now seems to be like it was an entrapment from the very beginning, a la Michigan, FBI, Governor Whitmer kidnapping. It seems that they were running the exact same entrapment technique on January 6th in Washington, D.C. And guess what? It was the same FBI leader that ran the fake kidnapping of Whitmer that was leading the charge on January 6th, folks.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.